USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Nikki Haley is dropping out of the Republican presidential race.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Nikki Haley suspending her bid for the 2024 Republican nomination after losing 14 out of 15 Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses to former President Donald Trump. While she didn't give Trump her endorsement, she did encourage him to earn the support of the Republican and independent voters who backed her.
Democrats are touting their congressional victories ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address Thursday night. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking to members of the press to highlight Democratic agenda victories.
When President Biden comes before Congress to deliver his State of the Union, Americans will hear a clear theme. America's economy is growing, inflation is slowing, and the Democratic agenda is delivering.
Not so fast, says Republican Minority Leader Mike Johnson from Louisiana.
He's going to try to stand up here and convince the American people that the State of the Union is strong and that we're on the right track. But everybody knows that's just simply not true. The State of the Union is in decline. When you talk about our safety, our security, our sovereignty, our economy, every metric, and everybody knows it.
Firefighters in Clinton Township, Michigan, say the owners of a business that caught fire early Monday morning did not have proper permits to store combustible gas. Canisters of butane, nitrous oxide, and thousands of vape pens with lithium batteries were inside the building and exploded after a fire broke out, killing one person. The company was last inspected in 2022, and officials say they passed. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
The Supreme Court is set to hear another case involving former President Donald Trump next month. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by special counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the high court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is announcing plans to deploy members of the New York National Guard and State Police to the New York City subway system following a slew of violent attacks. Governor Hochul discussing the plan with reporters, vowing to promote safety within the subway system.
I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 members of the New York State Police, MTA Police, and MTA National Guard to conduct bag checks in the city's busiest transit stations.
Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips is dropping out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. He made the announcement Wednesday during an interview with a radio station in his home state. Phillips said he is endorsing President Biden because the choices are so clear. Phillips announced in November that he would not seek re-election for his seat in Congress. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.